From the shoreline to the spotlight, from the stories behind the stars, welcome to the Jim Crane Show! Where the boardwalk meets the rolling tide, a young dreamer found the stage inside. Steel pier lights and a summer sky, he learned how to laugh, how to leap, how to fly. By day on the beach, keeping watch on the blue. By night in a tux, making old songs new. From the lifeguard chair to the microphone, Jim brings every listener home. He's got a memory, a melody, a joke that lands time. A lifetime full of stories and a voice that still can shine. It's the Jim Crane Show, where the good times roll. Hear the stars, feel the heart, let the laughter take control. From Atlantic City lights to the airwaves coast to coast, come on in, the band is hot, and Jim it's the Jim Crane Show. He shared the bill with legends of the stage, turned 50 years into a golden page. Casinos, clubs, and ships at sea, every room became a family. Now the guests pull up a chair and stay with songs and stories from yesterday. Actors, singers, friends passing through, and Jim finds the magic hiding in the truth. With a wink, a song, a memory, he keeps the whole room bright. A little classic showbiz. It's the Jim Crane Show. Who's got the stories?
Jim Crane.
Who brings the music?
Jim Crane.
Who keeps Saturday swinging?
The Jim Crane Show.
Some voices fade when the curtain falls. Some keep echoing through it all. Through changing times and changing scenes, he keeps alive the songs and dreams. There's always room for one more friend, one more laugh before the ending. So turn it up and gather close. The show is starting. Here we go. It's the Jim Crane Show, where the good times roll. Celebrity conversations, classic music, heart and soul. Saturday at 2 Central, BBS station number one. Come for the stories, stay for Jim. The celebration's just begun. Whoa, let the whole world know. It's the Jim Crane Show. From the boardwalk to the broadcast, the legend carries on.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? You better take my lips, I'll never use them. Take these arms, I no longer want to abuse them. I said your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You know that you once took the part that won my heart. So why not take all of me? Oh, love me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm a mess without you? You better take my lips, I'll never use them. Take these arms, I no longer want to abuse them. I said your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
Hi-ho, everybody. Jim Crane here, live from the Pleasantville Music Shop. That's my Steel Pier Remembered Big Band album available here at the store anytime you want. 15 East Black Horse Pike. Want to welcome everybody here to my podcast here on the BBS Studio One Network. And we are just going to have a party today, boys and girls, children of all ages. But we're going to have the fabulous Dina Martin is going to be with us, and that's going to be fantastic. And we're going to be talking to Julieta Consalvo, our restaurant expert, in a little while. And if you do want to call in and say hello, it's 888-627-6008. But we got guests, so we don't know what the heck's going on. All right. So let's get to our great sponsors.
Well, pilgrims, we're back here on a Saturday. And you got to remember, we got the best sponsors in the world. We have Copiers Plus, where service is their specialty. I'll tell you what, they're the best thing yet. And Bobby Matthews and his family, they deserve a big round of applause. And, of course, Joe Italiano's Maplewood Inn's Pilgrims. They're the best Italian food in the South Jersey area here at the Maplewood in Hamilton and in Mays Landing and up in Vineland. They are great, great people. And don't forget the Dr. Jonathan Pitney House and the Colonial Inn, the best bed and breakfasts here on the East Coast. I'll tell you what. And the mom and pop music shop at the Jersey Shore, Pleasantville Music. 88 years in business and still going strong. Stop by and say hi. 15 East Black Horse Pike in beautiful downtown Pleasantville. Pilgrims, you keep listening, and we're going to have some fun here on the Jim Crane Show. So nice to be back. Thank you for the music, Big Don. All right. Anyway, so, like I said, I have a few announcements before Dina Martin calls in. It is 2:09 Central Time right now in
beautiful downtown Pleasantville, but we're on the East Coast, so it's 309. We don't want people to get confused. But anyway, we got a few Cranes picks for you before we get to our guest. She's going to be with us at the 2:30 hour today. All right. We have Heart of Surfing is going to be doing a great event in Sea Isle City on 47th Street. And they have another one. You have to look it up on the site, Heart of Surfing. That's Cindy and Bob Furch's great thing that they do for kids with disabilities and everything with Down syndrome and all that stuff. And I'll tell you, it's a great organization. If you want to take your kids or get information, it's in the Shore local newspaper this week. And you can send them, you can call them at 732-278-6008. Anyway, and we also want to let you know about a great restaurant that's down in Cape May. My good friend Chef Mia is down there with her husband Joe. It's called Primal, and it is a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. And they are great people. They're right there on Beach Avenue in Cape May. They've been there for quite a while. Their food is absolutely fantastic. So make sure you check that out. And Sandy Fontana, my girlfriend that sings very well, and Stan Richards, my favorite guitar player, they'll be at the Cove over in Brigantine on 3700 Brigantine Beach Boulevard tomorrow, 6:30 to 9:30. They are great entertainers, and they have excellent food there. I'm not kidding around. Anyway, and the number is 609-264-5740. So you go check that out. And like I said, we're here on Saturdays now at the Pleasantville Music Shop. If you want to stop by, and while I'm recording, you can't make a lot of noise, but it's really neat that I'm back on the radio. 14 years over at the other AM station I was at, but it's nice to be back and be able to reminisce about the history of Atlantic City and everything else. I also want to say about Pleasantville Music, we are now featuring vinyl. I am selling vinyl here at the store, and it's at an affordable price, and I have a pretty good collection. So if you want to stop in and take a look, and you can actually listen to the records that I have here before you purchase them. So it works out very well, and we're going to have some listening things and stuff and everything. And Pleasantville Music, you know, we I don't know what that was, but anyhow, it sounded like a ship came in. But anyhow, Pleasantville Music Shop, we've been here since 1938. And my father-in-law started the business, Gaston and Ragno, back in 1938, like I said, 88 years here on the East Coast. And we're the last mom-and-pop store. We have real pianos. We have, you know, we have lessons here and all instruments. We rent to the schools and everything else. So it works out really good here in Pleasantville at the Mom and Pop Music Shop at the Jersey Shore. But I also want to remind you that we have a great date coming up on August 23rd. Now, a lot of you know that I worked at the Steel Pier. I worked there from 1963 until 1973. I can honestly say, ladies and gentlemen, it is the only job that I ever had where I never took a day off. And I just saw a post on Facebook not too long ago about Louis Armstrong's birthday, and it was August the 6th. And Louis used to always come to the pier and work for his birthday for the week. And Pops was really something. I mean, I got to meet, when I was an usher in the music hall and the Marine Ballroom at the pier, I got to tell you, I got to meet all the big celebrities. I mean, I used to sit on the piano bench and listen to Duke Ellington practice. And he was there so many times over the years and everything. But Louis Armstrong, when he came, I'd always run right out when I was an usher and grab his bag and everything. And Pops comes, and I think it was in 66 or 67. I can't remember. But he knocked the Beatles out of first place with Hello, Dolly. And he got out of the car and said, "Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?" You know, so I said, "Pretty good." And he says, "We knocked out the Beatles." I said, "What do you mean, Lou?" And he pops and he says, "We knocked them out of first place with Hello, Dolly." And then that day, he did a show out on the pier at on the in the ballroom all the way in the back. And he sang Hello, Dolly. And 3,500 people were singing it with him. And it was amazing. And it was always great to work at Steel Pier. I mean, I ran the diving bell. I know a lot of people remember that out there on the where you actually could go on a submarine diving bell. And it's up in the Gardner's Basin at the AC Aquarium up there in the inlet. You can still see it and everything. We used to take 13 people down in the ocean, I mean, for at least 2.5 minutes. And it was amazing. It was like, you know, being on a submarine. It had portholes and everything, and you could look out and everything. We took a lot of famous people on it, Frankie Avalon and Annette. I took the Bee Gees down in it. I took the Cowsills. And I'll tell you, one of my favorite memories from working at the pier back in the day, we used to open on Easter Sunday. And this particular Easter Sunday, it was really cold. It was in March. And, you know, the back part of the pier didn't have any heat, but the front parts did, where the theaters were, the Midway Theater, where we had Tony Grant Stars of Tomorrow, where Connie Francis got started, Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, Fabian, a lot of people. We had those three theaters, and the main theater was the Music Hall. And then we had a front theater called the Casino, and all three of them were heated. So when we opened on, you know, Easter Sunday, those were heated. But back in that hallway, it was all wooden. It was over to the water, and we had games back there, and the diving bell was back there. The circus was all the way in the back, and the Marine Ballroom. And the Marine Ballroom had no heat either. They used to just keep the windows closed. But so one year we go there, and, you know, on this March Easter, and it was, I don't know, it was freezing cold, and the ocean had about 3 inches of salt ice on it. And my boss, Bart Beck, who I admired so much, he was the guy that knew I could talk on the microphone. And I used to say, "The diving bell is now at the loading platform. We have room for a full crew now, places for 10. If you'd like to go now, if you too think you'd enjoy this most unusual ride, step right up to the diving bell ticket booth. Purchase your tickets now. It's all aboard for the floor of the sea." But anyhow, so that particular day, you know, there was that big, thick thing of ice. And Bart says, "Do you want to take the bell down?" And I said, "Sure, you know, why not? I know it's going to come back up. I ain't going to get stuck down there." So I take the bell down, and we go down, and it was at high tide, and it went down to 28 feet. So anyway, we get into that ice, and we went through the ice, and then the ice came over top of the bell, and it made like this sound called vroom. It sounded like that. And I got down to the bottom. And the bell stopped and everything, and I applied the brake to hold it to the pole. The concept of the diving bell, it was on a pole, and it got drawn down by cables, and then we'd hold a brake to hold on to the pole, and then it would pop back up. Like, you know, it was like taking a cup and sticking it under the water. But and it would come back up because of the air. But anyhow, so he says, "Well, you better release it and see if what happens." So I released it, and it pops up through all this and bubbles and everything, and it hit that ice, and all you heard was boom, 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 boom. It was really something. It was one of the most amazing rides on the East Coast that I ever saw, and I think there's one left that's in California that goes into a tank, but it's the same kind of bell. It was made by the same company. And I thank Bart Beck for giving me that job, because I tell you, working on the microphone when I was a kid, that's what got me interested in show business and seeing all the great acts at Steel Pier. Somebody just sent me something on Facebook today, was about when the Rolling Stones were there, and I was an usher. That was on August 1st, 1966. We had the McCoys, the guy that did Hang on Sloopy, and we had the Standells. They were the guys that had Dirty Water and everything, and we had the Stones. And they only did one show, I recall, I'm pretty sure. And Keith and Mick were really yelling and screaming at each other on stage. They didn't like each other, I guess, when they were younger. But anyway, so right now it is, 20 minutes after the hour on the Jim Crane Show. And I got a quick joke for you. I got a quick joke. Here it is right here. An Englishman, a Frenchman, and a German go to a comedy. No, I got to get this right now. An Englishman, a Frenchman, and a Mexican and a German go to a comedy club. The guy on stage says, "Can you see him?" And the Englishman said, "Yes, I can." And then the Frenchman said, "Oui, oui." And then the Mexican said, "Si, si." And the German said, "Jawohl, mein Herr." Anyway, but I'm bum. So we're getting ready for our guests and everything. And I said, like, it's so nice to be back here. This is my 51st anniversary in show business. And I've had so much fun. I went to Holy Spirit Grammar School and High School up in the inlet here in the South Jersey area. A few people in the national audience, South Jersey has promoted or, premiered a lot of entertainers, including Frank Sinatra and a lot of other people. But I'm so glad that I went to Catholic school, because once the nuns find out you can sing, you're going to be in the choir. And that really helped me. And one of my nuns that she actually saw me on HBO, which was so interesting. Her name was Sister Bernardo. And she told me back when I was 8 years old that you're going to be in show business. And here I am 51 years later with my band, Jim Crane and the Atlantic City All-Stars. And I have my piano player, Tony DeLuca. My great drummer, Ray Nunzi, who has actually been with me 51 years. Andy Lalasis is on bass, and Johnny Guida he worked in the band at Steel Pier when I was a kid, too, when I was an usher. But we've been working and everything. We still have a lot of great concerts coming up. We're doing this big celebration on September the 19th in Summers Point, New Jersey. And it's for the 250th anniversary of America, and it's for the veterans and the first responders. So we're going to be playing that. I'm pretty sure the time's going to be around 4 o'clock, and it's at Kennedy Park in Summers Point, New Jersey. And I am on Facebook, so if you want to friend me, you just have to go on there and punch in Jim Crane, C-R-A-I-N-E, and you can friend me. And you'll have the notifications for where the band is playing. And we have an awful lot of fun, and we enjoy it. But anyway, so like I said, we have Dina Martin coming up at 2:30 right here on the big show. And I was going to say, I think I got to go back to my notes here. The number to call is 888-627-6008. If you want to say hi. But Dina Martin's coming up in just a few minutes. So Anyway, I have another joke. I recently got a pet tree. It's sort of like having a dog, but the bark is a lot quieter. See? Looks like a fun having a gun with you up there. But like I said, stop by and see us sometime here at Pleasantville Music Shop. Me and my lovely wife, Joanne. We've been married 35 years this year, and she's my best friend, and we're here continuing the tradition of music in your life. You know, that's what you want here in your life. You want to have music. It's so good for you. But let's see. What else did I want to tell you? I had something else. Don't forget to visit. You know, yesterday was International Lighthouse Day. And I was actually born behind the Absecon Lighthouse here in, we're getting a rainstorm. How do you like that? The Absecon Lighthouse here on the East Coast, it's in Atlantic City. It's actually one of the oldest lighthouses on the East Coast. It's 169 feet high, and you can go up in it and everything. And I lived right behind it on Lighthouse Lane, and it was very interesting. Me and my wife went down to Florida, and whenever I go other places, I like to go see the other lighthouses, you know. And we went to the Ponce de Leon Inlet lighthouse that's there, and we went in, and we're looking at the pictures of the lighthouses of the East Coast, and there was a picture of my mother's house, and my mother on the upstairs porch putting the laundry up, and it was in the museum of the lighthouse. So that was rather interesting to see my mom in that picture. If you're in the South Jersey area right now, we are experiencing some really bad thunderstorms. So try to be careful and, you know, keep your windows up or whatever. So, like I said, we're going to be going to Dina Martin in just a few minutes, and it's going to be really nice here on the Jim Crane Show. If you want to find out about music and everything, you can go on our website, which is PleasantvilleMusicShop.com. It's a great, great... Oh, now I'm getting thunder. I can hear it through my microphone. Amazing. I didn't hear it was going to rain today, but that's another story. And we are going to be talking to Julieta Consalvo. She is the proprietor for the Birdcage Restaurant, and it's a beautiful restaurant here in Atlantic City. It's for the people with an alternative lifestyle, but it's a beautiful place to go to, and she knows a lot about food and entertainment and everything, so we're going to be talking to her about what they have at their place after we talk to Dina. So we're getting ready for her, and she's coming up in just a few minutes here on the big program. What was I going to say? I got one other one. These are good. You know, I wrote down the one-liners because they're when I do my act, I love doing one-liners. Here's one. Here's local news. Our local bridge was closed today. Okay. All right. We got her. Are we ready for her? All right. Then we're going to go to my girlfriend. Ladies and gentlemen, a lady whose father I loved and adored is on the radio with me, and she does a TV show on YouTube and Roku and everything else, and she's with us. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Dina Martin. Let's say hello. Are you there, my darling?
Yeah. Hello, handsome. How are you doing today?
Love somebody sometime. How you doing, darling? We haven't talked. You're never home. You're always out shopping. And
I know. And you know what? I have to leave right when we're through with our conversation here because I've got to go get a manicure and pedicure.
You know, you big stars kill me, I'll tell you. You know, isn't this neat? I'm doing this. I don't have to go to the radio station anymore. This is right from my desk in the back part of my music shop here. And I'm sitting with the pianos, and it's raining outside and everything else. But how did the show go with, now you were with Tony Orlando. You were at a fair or something. Where was that?
Yes, we were in Enfield, Connecticut. We did the 100th Italian Festival in Enfield. It was unbelievable.
I bet it was
so fantastic. You know, I mean, the people who came, thousands of people came. It was unbelievable. Nice. And, you know, so we had so much fun, and Tony Orlando came out and sang a couple songs with me, and it was fun. And we had the Little Sisters of the Poor. They came. Because we had done a show.
I'm sorry about the thunder, but it sounds like you're getting a timpani roll. Anyway.
But, Bob.
No kidding. No, we already got that. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it was just so much fun. And then they gave me an award in recognition of my unwavering support of America's military and its veterans. Is that something?
That's
it was
great.
From the Enfield Veterans Council in Enfield, Connecticut. It was so wonderful to see all our heroes, and to sing for them and perform for them. It was magical.
And you had your regular band with you that you do. Now, you know that I sell vinyl here, and we now have everything all set up, and I have your vinyl here. If somebody doesn't have to, well, if they want to get an autographed one, they go on your site, right?
Yes, they can absolutely do that.
And you know,
it's all there, and my book, Memories Are Made of This, Dean Martin Through His Daughter's Eyes, and so it's all pretty amazing. And it was funny. A lot of people in Enfield were saying, "How do you make your pasta vajoule?" And I said, because my grandmother taught me, Grandma Angela, because that was my father's favorite
Jesus
meal.
Thunder. It's so funny. I mean, you're talking about live radio, and it's pouring rain out right now, too, here outside of Atlantic City. I didn't even know it was supposed to rain today. But anyhow, your grandmother taught, and your dad cooked, too, didn't he?
Well, he would do barbecue. You know, that's what he liked to
barbecue,
do.
But yeah.
He just loved me to make the pasta vajoule for it and take it over to him on on Sundays, and so that was wonderful. You know, I have wonderful memories growing up because there we were, all seven of us, the kids: Craig, Claudia, Gail, Dina, Dino, Ricky, Gina.
I love that line when he sings the Vegas song. You know, when they were at the Sands. And he said, I know Sammy Kahn wrote those lyrics, right?
Yes.
Am I right on that? Yeah. And he says, as much as my wife likes being pregnant, I remember that was the audience exploded. I was like,
he was so funny when he got there, and one of my favorites, the little bit that he would do is, I've sewn a costume to her face.
I mean, and you got to, I mean, the best thing I bet about growing up is the show you did with Nancy and Frank Jr. and everybody when you did those shows. I mean, and then you were on the Monkees, and tell that story when you bought Davy Jones over to meet Dean. That's one of my all-time favorites that you told me.
Well, he was so cute. It was wonderful.
He was beyond cute.
I know. Well, beyond cute. It was amazing. But when I opened the door, and Davy came in, and he was so oh my gosh, it's Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. So
And, so it was just, it was a fun time because Davy and I are like the same size. And and it was cute because we didn't want to wear shoes in the house. And so he had on, those bell bottoms, and he had on his boots. So when he came in, he had to take off his shoes. It was, but you know, I mean, we just have great memories of.
How did your dad treat him? I mean, did he like him and everything?
Oh yeah, absolutely. He thought he was adorable. Mm-hmm. You know, we would watch the monkeys, and you know, when I was on the
you
monkeys,
were on the show, weren't you? Yeah, I think
yeah.
You were.
Yeah, and he said you were great. I said thank you, but you know, there was something so wonderful about my dad. He was just kind and funny, and. You know, I remember one time we were, you know, in our living room, we're sitting down at the bar. It was like a sunken bar, and we're sitting down having a Coca-Cola, and, mm-hmm. You know, we're talking, and my dad walks in his pajamas. It was like 5 o'clock. He walked in his pajamas, and he said, "How you doing, Dina?" I said, "Dad, you know, you have on your pajamas." He said, "Oh, I'm sorry." So he turned around to walk out, and he had stuck a roll of toilet paper in his pants. So the whole toilet paper was all the way down and going up behind him. Well, we laughed forever, but I was so embarrassed. I wanted to die.
And what were you having, like a party or something? Is that what he came downstairs for? Or?
Well, no, we just had, you know, I had a couple people who were over, and we were sitting down, you know, having a little Coke at the bar. And so he knew.
Silly.
He wouldn't do that at a party. But what he did do at my 18th birthday party is when he decided that he wanted to go to bed, he called the Beverly Hills Police Department and said, "Those Martins are making too much noise. Can you stop that party?" And they said, "We'll be right over, Mr. Martin." He said, "This isn't Mr. Martin. I'm an irate neighbor." They said, "Yeah, Mr. We'll be right over."
An irate neighbor. That's good.
Yeah.
And I can hear him saying that. An irate neighbor. You know,
yeah. Yeah. How have you been, dear?
I'll tell you what. We're hanging in there. I had, you know, last year, I had a little run-in with some colon things and had a little touch with cancer, but now I'm totally free and we're back to work. We've already done like 4 concerts this summer and doing this now. And this is so cool. I mean, these guys at BBS Radio, they really know what they're doing. And, I loved the show with the live band, Dina. That was great seeing that, you know, because I know you haven't done that for a while. You've been using the tracks and everything with your great audience, Johnny and Rosario. And I'm having a sippy poo right now, but it's root beer. Anyway,
well, you know. I have water. I have Mountain Valley water right now, spring water.
That's good. Well, so you should spring around. That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly it.
Are they still considering? I remember we talked about this before they might be doing a Broadway version of Robin and the Seven Hoods. Did that ever take off, or did it ever get? It's just on the back burner.
I think they're still on the, you know, back burner, still, you know, figuring it out, and you know, it takes people a long time to get things done. You know, but my handsome husband, John, and I, and Rosario, we get our shows done every week.
How many have you done so far?
333.
How many years have you been doing it?
Over 6 years, ever since, you know, the pandemic.
Every Friday. Every Friday, you just go on YouTube or Facebook or go to your website, right? And it's right there. And she looks marvelous. And I'm going to send her a whole bunch of new jokes, and, you know, so she'll be able to have
now
new jokes.
Keep them clean, young man.
Oh, well, here's one. Why did the candle quit his job?
I don't know. Why?
He was burned out.
See, now that's good. That's a Dina. That's a Dina joke. I have some jokes that people have sent me that I said, no, you know what? Those are going to be on the very last show I ever do. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I always liked Rodney's joke where he says, "I used to be afraid of the dog. Then my wife saw me naked and in the light, and she said, 'I'm afraid of the light.'" You know, that's all.
But anyhow,
anyway, let's get your website out there. What is it?
It's dinamartin.com.
Very simple.
So that's the website. And so everything is on there. And, of course, all of my shows, Dina Martin Live, they're on Facebook, Roku, YouTube, you know, all of those stations. And, in fact, all of my shows are on. So if you went to Facebook Live, you could go to, you know, to watch, you know, the show number 225. And right. I think they're all, you know, still on there, and that's great. And
you know, everything's so on the website, so we can see, like, to get the albums. You have Swing Street. What's the other one called? The one that I love that one. You know, the, go ahead.
Destination Moon.
Oh, God. Your picture on that is absolutely, that is one. And you, I have that one, right? So if I do sell, I don't want to sell that one because it's autographed to me, you know, but.
You can't sell that.
No, I can't sell that one. But Kathy Rich is going to, she did some vinyls with Buddy's last new, that last album he did in London. And she's sending me one of them. I can't, you know, and I can't wait to play that on the air, you know, because I was really good friends with the, he used to call me the little fat kid from Atlantic City. But, but you know, I got to tell you this story. I don't think I ever told you. When they played, when we played that baseball game over in Absecon against Frank Sinatra's team, Tommy Lasorda was the, he was in town and Dad was there. He was there. And we played Dean Martin's team. Now this was, Merrill Kellum was involved in this. You know, so we're all there, and I came down from Playboy. I was working at Playboy, and we all came down to resorts to hang, you know. That's the one thing I really miss. You don't get to go to the casinos and hang no more. And we just lost Tom Dreesen, and he was there that night, too.
Tommy Dreesen.
Was Frank. And Frankie Randall was there, too, for this extravaganza.
But you know what? One of my favorite Tommy Dreesen jokes, one of his stories, he said, you know, Dina, he said, you know, Dina, he said, you know what I like? I like dating homeless women now, because after the date, I can leave them anywhere.
Yeah, leave them anywhere. Boom, boom. Thank you.
That's pretty awful.
So we're getting, they're choosing who's going to go play, right? And you know what your dad said to me? Get the lifeguard. He's probably in shape. I'll never forget that.
You know, the good old days.
Yeah. You know? And Merrill and Bobby took the old man, took Frank over to the Beach Patrol headquarters one time, right?
Oh,
and my
nice.
Boss was there, Arthur Brown. Because they, you know, they'd sit up on the upper deck and get some sun, you know, and everything. Yeah. And they took Sinatra over there. And my boss was this guy, Arthur Brown, sweetest guy in the world. He one of the nicest men. And Frank Sinatra sits down and he looks around and goes, yeah, that's where that bum Jimmy Crane comes to. Like that. I'll never, you know, he called everybody a bum. Everybody was a bum.
I know.
Like in the, remember in the movie, you know, he's a bum. Are you married yet? No, then you're a bum. Okay. So that's all.
Anyway. I know. You know,
all right,
guys.
My love, we got to let you go. I'm only on for an hour this year. And but it's so nice to talk to you. You know that. And to be one of my first big guests, I think next week I'm going to have John Provost is going to be on.
Oh,
you know,
very
Timmy.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to keep him away from the well. You know how that works.
You but, are bad, aren't you?
I know. You know how I am.
But and I you love know, you. It's, so, it's keep, so keep singing.
It's so,
keep doing
oh,
this.
Well, you know I'm going to do it. And, you know, I'm going to. And I love when you made that video for the Christmas show. That was so cool. But and, you know, it's so hot here. I saw two trees chasing the dog. So I'll keep that one for you. And
you're not. I'm wondering. I don't know if I can use that one, but it's. I'll have.
Oh, that's
I'll
clean.
Have to ask
are you
my
kidding me? That's a cutie.
John.
All right, my dear. Well, you All stay right. well, and remember the famous words of Franklin Roosevelt, who said, "I have no idea." But anyway, all right. You stay well.
All right, we love. I love you. All right.
Thanks. I love you too. Good night, and God bless. Thank you so much. Thanks. Give her a big applause. All right. All right.
is Gina Martin. Go check her out on Facebook and YouTube and everything else on Fridays. Her show is on at 5 o'clock. I don't know if we have our other guests yet, but I don't think so. I don't see it on the bottom there, but okay. We don't. Okay, I just found out. So Juliet is going to be calling in. They have a great a restaurant over there. It's called the Birdcage, and it's right over on, let me get the card here so I'll give you the address right. It's 34 to me. You can put your glasses on, you blind. Anyway, 3426 Atlantic Avenue in Atlantic City. Their phone number is 609-348-CAGE. That's cute. And they have a great menu. They do line dancing there and all kinds of neat stuff. So she's supposed to be calling us in. If not, you can call in and say hi to us if you'd like to here on the Jim Crane Show. We still got some time left. And it's 888-627-6008. So, like I said, I mean, working at Steel Pier was like, you know, you name the act, I got to see them. And it was amazing to, I mean, be there. Like I said, about one of my favorite stories about Duke Ellington, about sitting on the piano and, you know, watching him practice, you know, with Fletcher Henderson and all those great guys and everything. And, oh, the sun's coming out now here in the Atlantic City area. But it was just so neat to be there. And the last time he was there was in 1969. I got to see him. And that same week, we had Tiny Tim in the other theater. So I kind of volunteered to go out to the ballroom because I didn't want to listen to Tiptoe Through the Tulips all afternoon. But he was going to be on the Ed Sullivan Show that Sunday after the engagement at the pier, which used to always end on a Thursday. That's the way the pier worked. The headliners would re-up on Friday and start another week. That's how it worked at the pier. So he says to me, "Jimmy, are you going to watch me on Ed Sullivan?" I said, "No, Duke, I can't. I mean, you know, I'm here and I'm working the Diving Bell. And at that time I was learning how to take care of the diving horses on the pier. And I took care of them for 3 years, but watched them dive for a lot of years, you know, and it was really neat. But anyway, to make a long story short, when I never got to see it because I was working, I told him, I said, "Duke, I won't be home. So maybe I'll catch it on a rerun someday." And back then, you know, they really didn't do the reruns. You never got to see them or anything like that. So years later, here in the South Jersey area, and another good thing that I kind of stole from Duke, he had this beautiful light blue jacket on, and I bought one because I really liked the way he looked in that. It was like a tuxedo jacket. And anyway, so years later, after, you know, everything had changed and they had put the reruns of the Ed Sullivan Show, which are on certain channels now and everything, I'm there in my kitchen. I get home from work here at the store, and there he is in the blue coat playing Take the A-Train on Ed Sullivan, and I got to see it. And I thought that was so interesting. And Mercer, his son, actually invited me to his funeral, and I went to his funeral. And that was really cool, and that was something. But knowing him and meeting all the other great people, and I had them on my other show, Joanne Castle and the Lennon sisters. I'm talking to them again, and we're going to try to get them on with us and everything. So it's going to be great. And I mean, just hanging out, like meeting all those great entertainers. And then in the 70s, when I started taking care of the horses, in 1970, we had the first tour of the of Chicago when they first came out, when their album came out, and they all wanted to go back and meet the horses, so I took them back and everything. It was like so interesting. I took Diana Ross back and Frankie Valli and everything, you know. So it was really neat being at the Steel Pier back in the day. Please go over there. They're still there. The Catanoso family is running the Steel Pier now. It's the 128th year. The first year the pier opened in June of, I think it's 1898, is when they built the original Steel Pier. And the first act that they had was they had John Philip Sousa's band, and they had a big open air theater. It was called the Music Hall, and it was his entire band, like 200 and some odd members, and it only cost a dime to get on the pier. And all the way out at the end, they had, I think, they had opera out there, and I think Caruso was there then. I think. I'm not sure. I wasn't there, so, you know. But the other cool thing that they had was out on the end, they had Wild Bill Cody and Annie Oakley and Sitting Bull from, you know, their Wild West show. And they did target shooting off of the end of the pier. I mean, and this was only for a dime to get on the pier. And they were open for like 2 weeks, you know. And people weren't coming on the pier. And Frank Gravatt was the owner at that time. And he figured it out. People could stand on the beach on the Virginia Avenue side and hear the music without coming on the pier. So that's when he enclosed the music hall. So it kind of forced the people to come onto the pier. But the legacy of Steel Pier is so cool. And now they have great rides. They have great places. They have little bars and everything up there. And they have meetings places for you and everything. They have the Tiki Bar now that's right up in the front next to where the carousel and the kiddie rides are and everything. And we're having a big Steel Pier alumni reunion on August 23rd. And we're trying to make sure that everybody out there that used to work at the pier or performed at the pier are going to try and be there when we do this. We've done these reunions several times. And this one, like I said, it's on August 23rd at 3:00. I'm going to have a great local singer, Teddy Fusco, is going to be with us and everything. And we want everybody that was in Tony Grant Stars of Tomorrow. Now, Tony Grant Stars of Tomorrow was sort of like a precursor to Ted Mack and the original Amateur Hour. And everybody that went on there on our show here usually ended up on his show too. And we had, like I said, Connie Francis, Bobby Rydell, Frankie Avalon, Fabian. I mean, they all got discovered at the Steel Pier back in the day. And then a lot of other kids were in the show that were dancers and everything. And they're invited to this thing. And we had a TV show that was on every Saturday. I think it was on Saturday and Sunday with my good friend Ed Hurst, who was a local disc jockey and everything. And we did the show. It was called Summertime at the Pier. And people danced on there. It was sort of like a scaled down version of American Bandstand. And it was really cool. And I actually got to be a cameraman for that particular show at one time. And I was way up on the top of the music hall on this platform with one of them big cameras with earphones on like I got on now. And the director was this guy, Frank Fulton, I remember. I think that was his name. He says, just find me girls in bikinis, Jim. So I'd swing around, you know, and and find the girls on in the bikinis and everything. But it was great doing that. So we hope you'll write that down in your entertainment book and come up and see us. It's free. It's open to the public. And it's for people, like I said, that worked or performed. We're in Tony Grant's, Ed Hurst's Summertime at the Pier, or if you just like coming to the old steel pier. But it's right across from Hard Rock on the boardwalk. Beautiful place. And it's going to be free, and we're going to be there on Sunday. I'll remind you guys again. Okay. Well, I guess Julieta is not going to call us, so I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to play a song by my conductor. He's a really good friend of mine, Tony DeLuca. We've been together forever. He's been with me 35 years, I believe. And he wrote a song called In Atlantic City. And he's done some work on it and everything. So we're going to play that. Then we're going to come back and say goodnight. Or good afternoon, and hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you like us on the BBS Network site and everything, and I think you can subscribe to us somehow, but I hope you enjoy the show, and it's so nice being back here with everybody. I'm sorry about the thunderstorm in the middle, but I have nothing to do with that, you know. But anyhow, all right, here's Tony's song called In Atlantic City. Enjoy.
Atlantic City, I found the best of times. In Atlantic City, not just the sun that shines. In Atlantic City, it all came true. 'Cause in Atlantic City, I found you. Outside, and I was looking in. Both of us were losers, but now we always win. The birds and bees keep singing like they do. 'Cause in Atlantic City, I'm swinging, singing right out loud. With you by my side, I'm standing tall and proud. First time in my life, I'll see it through. 'Cause in Atlantic City,
good night and God bless. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Thank you. BBS Radio, so long.
Another story, another song, another hour has rolled along. But the laughter and the memories keep shining when the lights are gone. From the boardwalk to your radio, where old friends meet and new ones grow, Jim Crane will leave the light on till it's time for the next show.
So long.
But never goodbye. Keep a little music in your heart and a little laughter in your soul. We'll meet again where the good times start on the Jim Crane Show. Join Jim Crane Saturdays from 2 to 3 Central on BBS Radio TV Station 1.